Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back in on the drive. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll catch up with Kim Pomeroy to help you fill out your bracket. We'll also talk a little Chiefs in the 3 o'clock hour. Today's pop quiz was semi-pro. The winner got a KC MVP golf card. The MVP golf card allows you to save big on rounds of golf in the Kansas City metro area. BK, why'd you pick semi-pro?
I've actually never seen semi-pro.
You ain't missing nothing. It's not a very good movie, we're being honest. It's just not that good of a movie. So, we got a lot of stuff to get into in the 3 o'clock hour. A couple of weeks ago, we made an offhand joke about doing a Kansas City Drive jingle tournament. The rules and parameters are very simple. BK and I, over the last week, we have put together 16 of the biggest commercials and jingles in Kansas City sports history. What we're going to do is, in this segment, we're going to tell you the matchups. In the next segment, we're going to open up the phone line, and this is going to be a you decide the winner. Not on Twitter, not on Facebook. We're going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to let you individually pick the matchup.
No shenanigans either. We're trusting you.
Maybe some shenanigans, but we're going to let you do it. So we've got 8 matchups we got to get through. We have together compiled the 16 best jingles that you can hear on the Kansas City airwaves. For our number one overall seed, BK, take it away.
The one seed, Shawnee Mission Kia.
Shawnee Mission Kia, just a short drive. Shawnee Mission Parkway and I-35.
It's strong. It's a strong one seed right there.
I don't know if this is a Duke one, though. Like, you determine the seeding on this. This feels a little bit like Virginia.
I think this is strong. I mean, if you're walking around in your, I guess you're not walking around in your car. If you're listening in your car and you hear that jingle, it's stuck in your head the rest of the day. 100% chance.
Play it one more time.
The one seed, Shawnee Mission Kia.
Shawnee Mission Kia, just a short drive. Shawnee Mission Parkway and I-35.
Every time. It gets me every time.
That seems vulnerable. I'm not saying it shouldn't be included in the bracket because it definitely deserves to be included in the tournament. I don't know if it has the cake first round. I don't know what the 16 seed is. But Shawnee Mission Kia as the one seed feels like it could get sniped in that round one. It feels like it could lose in round one. Let's hear the 16 seed in our 1-16 matchup. Brandon Kylie did the seedings. So if you hate the seedings, blame him and him alone. What game in the first round is Shawnee Mission Kia going up against in the Drive Jingle Tournament?
The 16 seed, the Midwest Hemorrhoid Treatment Center.
Midwest Hemorrhoid Treatment Center. Don't suffer in silence.
Shawnee Mission Kia is losing the first round. It's that simple. Shawnee Mission Kia is losing the first round. Shawnee Mission Kia, you might actually have them backwards. The Midwest Hemorrhoid Treatment Center, where they sing Don't Suffer in Silence, maybe should be the number one overall seed, and Shawnee Mission Kia should be the 16th. Play it one more time. You're telling me in the first round, when we open this up to the callers, you're telling me that our listeners,
that's what I'm worried about,
the 7 people that listen to this show, one of them is picking the car jingle over the hemorrhoid jingle. Play it again.
The 16 seed, the Midwest Hemorrhoid Treatment Center.
Midwest Hemorrhoid Treatment Center. Don't suffer in silence.
I'm sorry. Shawnee Mission Kia is Virginia in this tournament, and Midwest Hemorrhoid Treatment Center is UMBC. It is losing in round one. You can see that coming a mile away when we open the phone lines.
It shouldn't, but our listeners are going to make sure that it does, just so that way I get upset.
Midwest Hemorrhoid Treatment Center might win the whole damn thing. It might go on the greatest run we've seen since George Mason. The greatest run we've seen since Butler. It might go on that kind of run.
It's a Loyola Chicago type of run.
I mean, 16 seed means that you had it on the bubble. It almost didn't make the NCAA tournament.
No, all 16 were going to make it.
and you got it going up in round one against Shawnee Mission Kia. That's a weak one. That is a weak.
I'll take the blame.
One. All right, we're moving down the line. That's the 1 vs. 16 matchup. We're moving on to the 2 seed in our Drive Jingle Tournament. Hit it, BK.
The 2 seed, the grass pad.
Come on down to the grass pad. The grass pad's high on grass.
I mean, that's a strong 2. That was in consideration for the 1.
That's a better ad than the Shawnee Mission Kia. I love the Shawnee. I've actually been in a Shawnee Mission Kia commercial. The grass pad one, play it again. That,
the 2 seed, the grass pad.
This is good.
Come on down to the grass pad. The grass pad's high on grass.
That's the North Carolina of this region. That's a really strong 2 seed. I might take grass pad and give you the field. I might take grass pad and give you the field. That's a strong jingle.
I feel like grass pad is Kentucky, actually. The ceiling for it is really high.
All right, we're moving on. The 2 seed, the grass pad. Let's see who it's going up against in round 1.
The 15 seed, Midwestern Builders.
Midwestern Builders, for quality and value.
Call 321-2277 anytime, night or day.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I love the Midwestern Builders one. I feel like it got a bad draw. It got a really bad draw. 321-2277. I love that commercial. Plenty of times late night watching Roseanne and watching Golden Girls and Eliminate. I love that commercial. If it was in a different region, I probably would pick Midwestern Builders to move in the Drive Jingle Tournament. Can't pick it. I can't pick it to advance in this tournament. All right. What do you have as the 3 seed?
This might be my favorite in the tournament.
The 3 seed, Pizza Street.
Pizza Street, great pizza, great price. All you can eat for $3.99.
I mean, that's a pretty good one. Now, the price has changed pretty significantly over the years.
I mean, at this point, they're basically just giving the pizza away for you to walk in there. Like, basically, if you come on this street, we'll give you a free pizza.
I feel like Pizza Street's a strong one because it's something that everybody remembers from their childhood. It's catchy.
Pizza Street is for college students and like family of 6. Like you can't like
I used to go to Pizza Street
like,
a lot.
I know, but I'm saying like you and your girlfriend now. You got a full-time job, you're 24, she's 25 years old. You can't go to Pizza Street. You got to have 7 kids to go to Pizza Street now at this place. You got to have 9 kids to go to Pizza Street.
I went in high school a lot too. Like when you're a broke high schooler,
yeah,
that's the spot right there. Makes
perfect sense. All right. Pizza Street is the 3rd seed. What is it going up against in the 3-14 matchup?
The 14 seed Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Quick, easy, to the point. That's why it was low. It's a good one, but it's too short.
That one's getting clapped in round 1. Has no chance of winning. Literally no chance of winning. All right, moving on. We've got the 4-13 matchup. We've got the Kansas Northeastern game. Who's the 4 seed in our Drive Jingle Tournament?
The 4 seed, the Royals.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Because we're in Kansas City, that might win.
So we went back and forth on this to take you guys behind the scenes. I voted for our time. Our time is the best Royal slogan.
It's not that a jingle, been, though. It's that the jingles tournament.
That should have been the entry. It should have been the our time. I mean, anytime you can say our time and then you win 70 games, I mean, come on now. That really should have been in the bracket, but you're right. You put this together, I'm not going to knock it. The 4 seed Royals are going up against the 13 seed, a potential upset. What do you got?
The 13 seed, Hy-Vee.
Hy-Vee's the store that fits my style. It's so convenient when I'm on the go. Always low prices and faces I know. That's my Hy-Vee.
Damn, she wrote those.
Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
I had to make it strong because I knew the Royals were going to be tough. We had to get a little, like a 5-12, 4-13. You see those upsets sometimes.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to go on a limb here. I think Hy-Vee pulls off the upset. Helpful smile in every aisle is a Kansas City staple. It's up there with Chiefs and Chopper. It's a brand name. You stand by that. Employee owned. Helpful smile in every aisle. Hy-Vee is my sleeper in this jingle tournament. I like Hy-Vee. Who doesn't like Hy-Vee? Great grocery store, great people over there. They've expanded. Now at Hy-Vee, they can deliver your groceries. You can stop in and get a steak. Hy-Vee has turned into a one-stop shop for everything. I love Hy-Vee.
What are the worst parts about living in St. Louis? No Hy-Vee.
I like that one. Helpful smile in every aisle. That's a dangerous one in our tournament. All right, let's move through this. What's our 5-12 matchup?
The 5-seed Thermal King Windows.
If your home's a little drafty, it's time to call Thermal King Windows. If your glass has no glass, call 1-888-KING-1. And if you're spending your money on heating and cooling, my friend, there's a better way. Thermal King Windows, call 1-888-KING-WIN.
That's a good one. Thermal King Window is a good one. I'd be very curious to see who it goes up against. Thermal King Window is stronger than the Royals one. That's a real, everybody knows that Thermal King Window one. You even know the phone number. You might not know the phone number, but you know the phone number to Thermal King Window.
The 12-seed Standard Improvement Company.
For better living now and better values later. So Standard Improvement Company at Westport 17100.
Strong. That's a strong 12 seed. That's a strong 12. Very
strong.
Gotta
have a good 5-12 matchup.
That's a strong 12.
It's a staple of any tournament, C-Dot.
I think Standard Improvement Company wins, but that was a strong. I love this thing. Boom, 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 boom. Strong. All right? We got the 6-11 matchup in our Drive Jingle Tournament. Hit it, BK.
The 6-seed National American University.
I've got a funny story about this. I don't know how it started, but in my family, for people's birthdays, we would start singing this jingle after we got done singing Happy Birthday. Like, I don't know how it started. Just one time, my cousin, she's like 11, she just started singing this out of the blue, so it became a big thing where after we sing Happy Birthday to you, we then sing the National American University. So I will recuse myself from that one because I have it has sentimental value to me. Let's see who it's paired up against in the 6-11 matchup.
The 11 seed Alaskan Fur.
Alaskan Fur, open evenings and Sunday. Ask about our special financing plans.
This is Carrington's favorite in the tournament.
I love Alaskan Fur.
If you've seen Carrington around the office at any point since we started this tournament, there's an 80% chance he sings the Alaskan Fur slogan to you.
Alaskan Fur, Alaskan Fur. Because I always wanted one of those Alaskan Furs. Look at him. You telling me you don't want to wear the finest of chinchilla and mink? I've always wanted to go to Alaskan Fur. I'm pretty sure they're out of business, but I love Alaskan Fur. All right, we've got two matchups left. We've got the 7-10 and the 8-9. What's the 7 seed?
The 7 seed Geyer Fence.
It just makes sense to get a Geyer Fence. It just makes sense to get a Geyer Fence.
Strong. Not my favorite in the tournament, but strong. There's jingles I've liked more than that.
It's a classic. It's a Kansas City classic. No, it's been around for like a decade.
It's a solid jingle. It feels very open, though, to the 7-10 upset. Feels very open in this. I'm very curious to see who it's going up against.
The 10-seed Bob Hamilton Plumbing.
Bob Hamilton Plumbing. Heating and AC. Call 888-4BOB. Remember 913.
I'm calling it.
I'm not kidding when I say we have dozens of texts on the text line that said something about Bob Hamilton Plumbing coming out soon.
I'm calling it. Bob Hamilton Plumbing is winning this thing. That's a great local jingle. You can't make a much better local jingle. Says your name, says the number.
Has kids.
You got your kids involved, had great commercials. Bob Hamilton Plumbing is, whenever they teach local radio and TV jingles, they should show you Bob Hamilton Plumbing. That should be the one seed. That should be the one seed. You've got it underseeded as the 10.
From a sleeper to a one seed.
You've got it underseeded as the 10. I think it should be the one seed. All right, we have two more left, and then we'll open up voting, and we'll let you decide. We've got the 8 seed against the 9. I don't know what these are. BK did these. BK.
The 8 seed, the Kansas City Men's Clinic.
You send me heart emojis to my phone.
Had to include it.
All worked up, can't wait to get home to put things into motion with your baby.
We were not having that in this tournament, C-Dot. We had to have that. That's a great one. I ain't gonna lie to you. Someone's like, how many of these you love? I love all of them. They're great. That's why they're in the tournament.
I mean, it was a tough.
That's why they're in the tournament.
It was tough to get into this thing,
man. That's why they're great. All right, we got one left. We got one spot left.
And I think this might be Carrington's favorite, too.
We're going to open up the phone lines after this because I don't have any say in this. BK doesn't have any say. We're going to open up the phones. We're going to take four callers. We're going to let you pick two apiece, and then we'll let you decide what advances in the Drive Jingle Tournament. We have one left. We've had Shawnee Mission Kia, Midwest Hemward Treatment Center, Grass Pad, Midwestern Builders, Pizza Street, Menard, The Royals versus Hy-Vee, Thermal King Window, Standard Improvement Company, National American University, Alaskan Fur, Geyer Fence, Bob Hamilton Plumbing, the KC Men's Clinic, and our last entry in the Drive Jingle Tournament.
The 9-seed Fireworks City.
Fireworks City, a tip full of goodies, artillery shells. Gimme, got some ice cold lemonade. So take your time with Hot 103 Dance live on the line. See, it's your chance to light up the sky. Now don't you know it's the 4th of July. Go south on home to 150 bucks.
I just love the ones that are like, our entire commercial is just going to be a jingle.
That was basically my entire life from 9 to 15. That was summer. You knew summer hit whenever you heard the Fireworks City commercial. All right. We need four callers. 913-576-7610. We'll play them one more time coming up on the other side, and then we'll allow you to pick. It is the Drive Jingle Tournament in which you decide, not Twitter, the callers. So if you get this wrong, blame BK. Don't blame me because I ain't have nothing to do with it.
What?
We need four callers, 913-576-7610. We'll play a jingle for you. You pick who advances. Coming up, it's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
All right, so a lot is happening right now. We're continuing our Drive Jingle Tournament. We'll get to that in a little bit. But there is some breaking news that, you know, we still do sports here on occasion. The Royals right-hander Ian Kennedy will start the season out of the bullpen. Manager Ned Yost tells MLB.com story is coming. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. That's a disaster for the Royals. There's no other way they can spin it to me. He's our highest paid player. He's in the bullpen. He's not their closer. It's not like he's Aroldis Chapman. He's not Eric Gagne back in his prime. This is a disaster for the Kansas City Royals in terms of the Ian Kennedy contract and how bad it's been for the Royals. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But we are doing our Drive Jingle Tournament. So we have compiled the 16 best radio and TV jingles in Kansas City. And a lot of people are asking what didn't make the tournament. This was our last out. This was our 17 seed in the Drive Jingle Tournament. Hit it, BK. Used Tire City. A lot of the tournament was really based on couldn't we find good audio for it. That was it. You're like, oh, well, we couldn't find the good audio for it. All right, we're moving down the line. We're going to do the first four matchups in the Drive Jingle Tournament. Wes, these are the two you have to choose from. You have Shawnee Mission Kia. As our
the one seed, Shawnee Mission Kia.
Shawnee Mission Kia, just a short drive. Shawnee Mission Parkway and I-35.
Up against the 16 seed, the Midwest.
The 16 seed, the Midwest Hemorrhoid Treatment Center.
Midwest Hemorrhoid Treatment Center. Don't suffer in silence.
All right, Wes. Which one are you picking to advance in the Drive Jingle Tournament, the 1 seed or the 16 seed?
I'm so glad I'm here. I got strong opinions about this, but Hemorrhoid Treatment Center should absolutely move on.
All right. Thank you, Wes.
Brackets are busted everywhere.
16 seed. I told you, Shawnee Mission Kia was a mark as a 1 seed.
Oh.
A mark as a 1. All right, moving down the line, DeAndre, you have the 2 seed.
The 2 seed, the Grass Pad.
Come on down to the grass pad's high on grass.
You've got the 2-seed grass pad going up against the 15 seed.
The 15 seed Midwestern Builders.
Midwestern Builders for quality and value.
Call 321-2277 anytime, night or day.
All right, DeAndre, take your pick. Grass pad or Midwestern Builders?
Gotta be the grass pad.
Gotta be the grass pad. I mean, that was an easy one. I mean, that was a mile away. That was a mile away. All right, we've got two more, and then we're going to talk about Ian Kennedy. Seth, these are your options. You've got our 3-seed.
The 3-seed Pizza Street.
Pizza Street, great pizza, great price. All you can eat for $3.99.
It's like $1.99 now. You got the 3-seed Pizza Street up against the 14-seed.
The 14-seed Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, Seth, take your pick.
I'm going to go with Menards.
Ooh, what? Menards. What? Menards.
That's
Menards.
A massive upset.
This just shows you the way you seated it stinks.
No, it shows you that the listeners are trying to annoy me.
Stinks. All right, Aaron, you're last up. We've got the 4-seed.
The 4-seed, the Royals.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
You've got the 4-seed Royals going up against the 13-seed.
The 13-seed, Hy-Vee.
Hy-Vee's the store that fits my style. That's my
Hy-Vee. Say, what are hearts?
Shop Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every eye.
Nails the landing, too.
All right, Aaron, you're last up in this first round. Who do you have winning, the 4-seed, the Royals, or the 13 Hy-Vee in the Drive Jingle Tournament? Go ahead, Aaron.
There's a helpful smile in every aisle, for sure. For sure.
Aaron, I love to hear that. This is what we have in our first round. We've got Shawnee Mission Kia knocked out in the first round by Midwest Hemorrhoid Treatment Center, which could win this whole thing. We've got the grass pad. We have the 14-seed Menards. And we have the 13-seed Hy-Vee. We'll get to the Drive Jingle Tournament later on in the show. But breaking news in Kansas City, Ian Kennedy has been moved to the bullpen, confirmed by Ned Yost and Jeffrey Flanagan. We'll talk about it coming up on the other side. It's the Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
So, breaking news with the Kansas City Royals that I think many people expected. This is from Jeffrey Flanagan of MLB.com. Royals right-hander Ian Kennedy will start the season out of the bullpen. Manager Ned Yost tells MLB.com, story coming. Now, again, many of you are not surprised by the news with Ian Kennedy. The Ian Kennedy contract has been, for the most part, an absolute disaster for the Kansas City Royals. And this is why I'm so hard on the contract. Because when they first signed Ian Kennedy to the deal, they sold us on the belief of he could eat innings. That I think all of us had our questions about Ian Kennedy's contract whenever he first signed it. Like, sometimes we can always argue about how numbers don't tell a full story. Sometimes numbers tell you the whole story and exactly the story. That it's not hard to see that this Ian Kennedy thing wasn't going to work out for the Royals. But they were trying to preserve their window. They were trying to go win a World Series. So they signed Ian Kennedy to a contract that they probably shouldn't have signed him to. I think it's pretty clear that's what happened. But the big selling point and sticking point on Ian Kennedy was he eats innings. Back in 2010, 194. Back in 2011, 222. Back in 2012, 208. Back in 2013, 181. 2014, 201. The hope and confidence with Ian Kennedy is, all right, maybe he's not a guy that's going to win you 20 games. Maybe he's not going to win you 15 games. But every fifth day, he's going to pick up the ball. He's going to eat innings for you. And he's a guy that you can plug in for 200 innings. Because at the time, didn't know if Danny Duffy could do so. They had various guys you didn't know could be consistent arms in the rotation. So they signed Ian Kennedy. Hasn't been that for the Royals. First season, 195 innings, what you would expect from Ian Kennedy. 2017, 154 innings. I understand that win-loss record isn't everything. He had a 5-13 record with a 5.38 ERA. You don't got to be Bill James to know that stinks. It's not good. Last year, 3-9, an over 4.5 ERA, only gave you 119 innings. You have now taken away Ian Kennedy's number one thing that you brought him in for. Because, again, his baseball card told us there wasn't much to be excited about with the Ian Kennedy signing. Ian Kennedy is 2011. He went 20-4. He had a 2.88 ERA and gave you 222 innings and a bunch of mid-grade. That's what it is. He was really good for one season back in 2011 when Turner Gill was coaching KU, I think. And he's been below average since then, or exactly average. So it's not that hard to see that the Ian Kennedy contract was not going to work for the Kansas City Royals.
It was also such terrible timing, C-Dot. I mean, Ian Kennedy isn't getting paid. If he's in the offseason this year and he's available, he's not getting the contract that the Royals ended up giving him. But because it was 2016 and not this offseason, they had to give him that massive $70 million contract. It was terrible timing for the Royals, and it couldn't have gone any worse now.
It couldn't have. And then let's just spin it forward just a little bit. You then gave – it was not a club option for Ian Kennedy. It was an Ian Kennedy player option in the middle of it, where you could have maybe arranged it a little bit differently, where in the middle of it, you could have got out of it. No, you're eating every single dollar, every penny of 5 years, $70 million guaranteed. And then the Royals structured it in a way that it gave you some cap flexibility or some payroll flexibility, maybe a better way to put it in a baseball term. He only made $21 million when the Royals had a chance to be good. And then his contract was going to come and bite you in the behind whenever you weren't good. 2018 made $16 million. This year makes $16.5 million. Next year makes $16.5 million. The Royals are on hook for $33 million with Ian Kennedy. Did I understand the argument on the text line? I understand the argument on the phone lines. They got to do something to make this contract work. Man, that's money spent at this point. Think about what you're now getting for your highest paid player on the team. Not a guy that can eat innings. I don't know how you can eat innings as the seventh inning guy. It's not like he's your closer. It's not like, hey, we're maybe overspending for Ian Kennedy, but he's going to get us 40 saves this year and be a back-end pillar of this rotation, a guy that could potentially make an all-star. You turned your highest paid player and a guy who was supposed to be a big-time innings eater for you, and you've turned him into Luke Hochschaver. How is that good? That Dayton Moore, if we go back and we start to think of some of the contracts that are at the absolute worst that he signed, I'll never fault them for signing Alex Gordon. It didn't work, but I'll never fault them for doing it. At where they were as an organization after he hit that home run, being the fan favorite that he was, knowing that the highest contract they ever paid was $55 million, I'll never fault them for signing Alex Gordon. I think it's fair to fault them for the signing of Ian Kennedy. That is an awful contract. It has never worked out for the Royals. It's been great for Ian Kennedy. You got $70 million to be below average for 5 years. It has never at any point since he has been under contract for the Kansas City Royals been a good deal for the team. It's been a one-sided deal from the moment that he saw it. He ate innings for 1 year, didn't eat innings for the other two, and now not your closer, probably not your eighth inning guy. He's your sixth, seventh long relief guy. This is a disaster for the Royals.
If you look right now, C-Dot, I looked up his contract info. So he's got $16.5 million coming his way this year and next. If you look at the other relievers in all of baseball, every reliever that you could pick from who makes more than $16 million per year, there's a total of two of them. It's Wade Davis, who was the best closer in the game when he got that deal, and Aroldis Chapman, who was the best closer in the game whenever he got his deal. You're paying Ian Kennedy over the next 2 years the same money as the best bullpen arms in all of baseball, and you're expecting him to go do something that he's done literally twice in his MLB career. He's only come out of the bullpen for two games ever in his career. That's the way that he's been a starter for every other time that he's appeared. It's a new role for him. He's never done it before. He's getting paid more than just about anybody in baseball, and you paid him to be your starter to eat innings. It could not, projecting forward, it couldn't look any worse.
I'm very similar to you of, if you want to know how it's going for a program, look at how they recruit. Go on Rivals.com and look at the five-star kids they get, look at the four-star kids they get, look at the three-star kids that become greater players than what they're supposed to be. Why the Royals haven't been that good, it's easy to see, at least right now. Go on SpotRac, look at their payroll, and look at the top guys. Your three highest paid players, Alex Gordon, we agree, way overpaid at where he is at his career right now. Ian Kennedy, $16.5 million. There are only three relief pitchers in baseball that make more money than Ian Kennedy right now. Way overpay for that deal. I love Danny Duffy. I think he would tell you. He's way overpaid based on what he's performed so far and has not lived up to that deal.
Said that last night on Twitter. Admitted as much.
I mean, if you're going to give big-time dollars out, this is how the Royals contract structure goes right now. Because you got to take out Salvador Perez just based on the fact that he's not playing. So he would have made $11 million. These are the guys that we know are going to be on the team, and then he'd be fourth in terms of salary. Duffy, Kennedy, and Gordon were going to make more money than him. Gordon's your number one player. He makes up 21.88% of your payroll. You then move down the line. Ian Kennedy makes 18% of your payroll. Danny Duffy makes 17% of your payroll. And then the next gap. So it would have been Salvi. Who do you think is fourth now on the team in terms of guys who we think are going to break camp and be on this roster in terms of money spent, how they affect the payroll, and how much money they're going to earn in 2019, excuse me.
Billy Hamilton? They signed him as a free agent because they've got so many young dudes. I would imagine it's Billy Hamilton.
He's fifth. Jorge Soler at $4.6 million. You go from Danny Duffy's contract and making $5.2 million to Jorge Soler at 4.6.
15.2, yeah. I mean, it's basically three guys are making half of the Royals' payroll this year, and they're Alex Gordon, Ian Kennedy, and Danny Duffy. One of them is a bullpen guy. One of them, Danny Duffy, we'll see, could be a bullpen guy by the end of the year, and Alex Gordon is giving you nothing on the field. That's 50% of your payroll.
To whom much is given, much is expected. In the same way we talk about Eric Berry so much because his contract commands us talk about him so much, the same way we have those conversations about D. Ford or Justin Houston, we got to have those conversations about Ian Kennedy. That contract's bad. It's the worst contract that Dayton Moore has given out. It's worse than the Gordon one. Because at least the Gordon one, you can explain a legacy contract, forever Royal. He's going to be in the Royals Hall of Fame. I understand why they had to do it. Ian Kennedy hasn't been what they paid for from the moment that he got it. They paid him to be a starter and a guy that could eat innings for 5 years. And then they gave him the choice. Dayton didn't have the choice. David Glass didn't have the choice. They gave him the choice to opt into 3 years, $48 million. Who wouldn't? You thought Ian Kennedy was going to go on the open market in this climate and get more than $48 million from the Royals? He robbed the Royals. Fleeced them. Finessed. That's what he did to the Royals. Absolute fleecing of what happened with this. The Ian Kennedy contract is a disaster for the Royals. It's been bad since they signed it. It hasn't been good. And now he's coming out of the bullpen. This is what
I say it. I say it again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok.
Text line 69306 on the Protein House Eat with the Purpose text line. This could be a way out. Say he pitches well and can be traded. Very possible. Very possible. Whenever you move on from Ian Kennedy, you were paying at least 80% of that deal. I don't know when that's going to be. Could be tomorrow. Could be June 1st. Could be next June 1st. Whenever you get Ian Kennedy off the books, you are spending a lot of money to do so. So if you have him all next year, then that means you paid him the 16.5 this year to be your eighth inning guy. And maybe he moves back and transitions back into the rotation. But if they don't think he's good enough to make it now, keep with the young guys unless something really bad happens. You got enough young arms. This season doesn't really mean much in the grand scheme of things. It's about developing the young guys. I'm cool with it. On the surface, if he didn't make that much money, I'd be fine with it. But you're right. Maybe they get something out of Ian Kennedy. Would you take on this salary and not make the Royals pay for it when they already owe it? The Royals owe Ian Kennedy $33 million regardless of what happens. I'm making you eat all of that money. If you want us to take Ian Kennedy, you eat $25 million of it, and we'll take on Ian Kennedy so you can get that, so you can clear up that roster space. That's what it is now to me. It's about roster space and realizing that that contract is gone. That 5 year, $70 million deal stunk for you. It wasn't a good contract for you. Now it's how do you position it? How do you play it forward? How do you spin it forward? Coming up in just a little bit, we'll catch up with Ken Pomeroy to get back into the NCAA tournament as BK caught up with the bracketeer, bracket master?
The man behind the math of college basketball.
The man behind the math of college basketball. Ken Pomeroy up next is The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Back in on The Drive, coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll get back into the Kansas City Chiefs, and we'll continue our Drive Jingle Tournament. We'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour. Earlier today, I was speaking at the Tiger Club. I was imparting great wisdom to great Missouri Tiger fans as we try to unify each other and trying to push Missouri to a bowl this year and to the NCAA tournament. But while I was gone, Brandon Kiley was holding it down. He was talking to Ken Pomeroy, who I think is as knowledgeable about the NCAA tournament as any person out there. Go ahead and play it if you can, BK, and tell us a little about your conversation.
Our conversation started by asking Ken Pomeroy, what are you expecting from K-State in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I'm not too optimistic, actually. It's certainly the margin for error for them is pretty thin. I mean, they have, you know, you really have to find a way to score. You look at, like, kind of defensive-minded teams in the past that have had success. The most recent one is South Carolina a couple years ago, Louisville in 2013. You know, teams that have had a similar profile to Kansas State, not a great offense, great defense, Final Four. They, you know, they ultimately find a way to score in the tournament. And so that's really Kansas State's challenge here. How are they going to come up with an efficient offense when they really have been pretty spotty all season? And then obviously you throw in the Dean Wade situation. Without him, it seems like that's even more of a pipe dream. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to be tested right out of the gate, really, with UT Irvine. I think that's going to be a very tight basketball game and one that you know, is going to come right down to the wire.
So doesn't sound like you're particularly optimistic about K-State. Understandable, given the injury to Dean Wade, certainly. On the other side, for KU, I mean, they are in just an absolutely stacked region out in the Midwest, and everybody's talking about, well, they can get to Kansas City in the Sweet 16, which would be great. Ken, do you think they're going to be able to get to the Sweet 16, though, given the fact that Auburn, New Mexico State is certainly no slouch, and then early on, Northeastern is a team that can shoot the hell out of the ball?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, they didn't get any favors for them either. Like, Northeastern is a pretty solid team with kind of an interesting matchup in terms of you know, their point guard, who's a skilled shooter and kind of a fringy, like, you know, professional prospect in Boston. That initial matchup is tough. I still think in that little pot, I would pick Kansas to get to the Sweet 16. But as you mentioned, you know, first you have the Northeastern game, and then Auburn has obviously played really well down the stretch. I mean, they're a team that actually has been pretty highly rated in my system, even when they weren't winning a ton of games. You know, you could see the potential there, and that potential kind of shown through, you know, down the stretch in the SEC regular season and in the SEC tournament. So, you know, that's a team that's really dependent on their shooting, and when they're hitting threes, they're pretty much unbeatable. When they're not, then it's a more interesting game. But, you know, the Kansas backcourt as well will be just challenged by the pressure that Auburn would put on them. So I'm, you know, really looking forward to that game. It should be a fun matchup. And if I had to pick, I'd still lean on Kansas. But, yeah, low confidence there for sure.
We're talking with Ken Pomeroy. He is the creator of KenPom.com. You can also give him a follow on Twitter, at Ken Pomeroy. Ken, let's go ahead and kind of zoom out a little bit, not locally, but kind of looking at this through more of a national lens. Did you feel like the committee did a good job this year with the seeding? I know that's kind of the number one thing that people complain about on a year-to-year basis, but I didn't seem to see quite as much this year. Did you think they did a pretty good job?
I did, yeah. It's kind of weird, you know. There wasn't really any criticism after the bracket came out. I mean, I think I could certainly nitpick the last teams in the field. I was, you know, disappointed that St. John got in, for instance. Like, if you're going to take a team with a weak schedule from the Power Conference, you know, NC State, I think, had a better resume on that front. But outside of that, it's, you know, that's the biggest complaint. Then they did pretty well. I mean, I think the main thing they did well on is seeding. Like, the, you know, there are virtually no complaints about seeding. There are maybe one or two teams that seemed a little bit oddly out of place. But other than that, fantastic job on that front. So, yeah, it's kind of weird. You know, you don't really – you don't feel good inside when you're complimenting the NCAA for doing something, but I think we have to, you know, objectively say that, you know, this is one of the better years, certainly, in terms of putting the field together.
I think everybody kind of agrees, and certainly Vegas agrees with this. Duke seems like the overwhelming favorite. They are in Vegas to win the national title. Ken, from your perspective on this, I'm going to make you play devil's advocate for a second, if you don't mind. If they were to lose, which the odds would suggest that they will at some point, what do you think is the thing that ultimately brings that team down?
I mean, you know, the glaring weakness they have is a lack of three-point shooting, and it's kind of a weird weakness because, you know, they're one of the, really, in terms of percentage, one of the 20 worst teams in the country in three-point accuracy, but they're pretty normal in terms of the number of attempts they take. So, you know, you look at other teams that can't shoot it, typically they don't shoot it. Like, they know their limitation, but Duke just keeps firing it up there. So if those shots go in, you know, they're almost unbeatable. If they don't go in, then, you know, there's a chance there. And the other thing I'd watch is, like, Zion Williamson's propensity to sort of just put his head down and bowl his way to the basket. And he has, you know, had an issue this year picking up charges, and I think more disciplined teams will try to take advantage of that. And so certainly we know how important he is based on what Duke has done with him and without him in the lineup. And you know, if you can get him into some foul trouble in the first half, that'll certainly level the playing field as well and really putting more pressure on that perimeter offense or lack thereof. So I think those are kind of the two things to watch as they try to, you know, make this run to the tournament.
Couple quick things left with Ken Pomeroy of KenPom.com. Ken, for you, who is the team that rates well in some of the more advanced metrics that you're so accustomed to that maybe the most casual of fans don't know enough about or that they haven't watched a lot of? Who are some of those teams that maybe people who are filling out their brackets, they don't know much about them, but they should, and they're teams that could potentially go on a run?
Yeah, I mean, certainly Houston fits that bill. They're 15th in my system, 24th on offense and 13th on defense. And, you know, I think people, you know, maybe see that record that they have, 31-3, and they're wondering, hey, you know, is this team legit playing out of the American Conference? But, yeah, all the metrics say they are. I mean, they actually, you know, played a reasonably challenging slate of opponents in non-conference play, a lot of home games, but, you know, got some wins over LSU and Utah State and Oregon. So they kind of proved their mettle. I'd throw, you know, one of those teams that I think was underseeded, at least certainly relative to my power ratings, was Louisville, who, you know, ended up getting a 7 seed. But they're ranked 17th in my system, and just a, really a fabulous job by Chris Mack. This is not a team that was supposed to, you know, really be a team wearing the home jersey in the NCAA tournament when the season began. But you know, they proved all those doubters wrong and have really had a kind of an impressive run through the ACC schedule. You know, struggled a little bit down the stretch. I think people are a little bit scared of them, and that's, you know, part of the reason why they got their seat docked quite a bit. But I think it's still a team that could surprise some people once the tournament gets started.
On the other side of that coin, are there any one or two seeds that you think are maybe a little bit more vulnerable in a situation like this where it is one and done?
Yeah, it's, you know, so I think you mentioned, like, this year, if you look at the seeds and look at the Vegas odds, like, they line up incredibly well, which is unusual. You know, last year we had Xavier, who got a one seed, and, you know, deservedly so based on their resume, but based on their ability, they were clearly, like, the weakest one seed, and you could kind of pick on them as far as the team going out early. And there really aren't those obvious situations this year. But I had to pick, like, I guess the one or two seed to bow out early. I would go with Tennessee. Like, I still think Tennessee's, like, capable of getting to the Final Four. Like, they're obviously a really strong team. But of the top eight teams, they're the weakest. They're the only one that actually does not have an offense and a defense both ranked in the top 20, which is, you know, generally been, like, a defining characteristic of NCAA champions. So, so I'd go with Tennessee, but I do have incredible respect for them, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if they got to the Final Four.
Final question. I've always wondered this. Ken Pomeroy of KenPom.com. Do you fill out a bracket? Are you one of the guys that's filling out a bracket, or are you letting that for everybody else?
Yeah, I try to avoid it. Like, you know, there's always a chance I'll get roped in by somebody who usually talks to me, you know, a good friend or something like that. But for the most part, I like to not fill out a bracket. I like to just have my rooting interest, you know, be natural and not be tied to who I pick. Because, like, I think about, like, last year, you know, like the Virginia UMBC game. Like, I could imagine if you picked Virginia to go to the title game or something, like, you weren't happy to see that upset. Like, you couldn't really appreciate it for what it was. But, you know, if you didn't fill out a bracket, your loyalties were, you could put your loyalties wherever you wanted and at least enjoy some of those games for what they were.
He's Ken Pomeroy. You can find his work. He's at KenPom.com. It's a fantastic service. I highly recommend it. You can always read him at Ken Pomeroy on Twitter as well. Ken, thanks so much for the time, man. We always appreciate you hopping on the show.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
So that was BK earlier today talking to Ken Pomeroy. I was at the Missouri Tigers Club earlier today, so BK had to hold it down in my absence. We'll talk a little college basketball coming up in the 4 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. Everyone says that they want the Chiefs to be like the Patriots. Well, we'll see how far you're willing to push it. We'll talk about it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Well, Kansas City, we hear you. This winter has been...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.